Mission involved. The situation in our Mishnah is where there is a courtyard with lots of houses opening up into the courtyard, and there is also a big room which also opens up into the courtyard. Now, there isn't really a wall separating this room and the courtyard. It's roofed over, but it pretty much opens up directly into the courtyard. And as well as this, the room is split into 5 sections. There aren't any real walls which go up to the ceiling and which are fixed there, but there are sort of temporary walls, and each of the 5 sections opens up directly into the courtyard, sort of by itself, because it's split from the other four sections. The question is this considered to be like one house, such that only really one of those people out of all of the 5 groups needs to contribute food to the Eruv Chatzeres? Or do we view it as 5 different houses, such that there will need to be 5 different contributions to the Eruv Chatzeres? Chomish Chavuros, 5 groups of people, Sheshovs V'Chakin Echad, who spent the Shabbos and slept in one large room, traveling in some sort of mansion. So it's a very large room which is split into 5. Each of the groups needs to contribute its own part to the Erev Chatzeres, because they are considered to be separate groups. However, one contribution to the Erev Chatzeres is enough for all of them. Since these are not real walls, they're not hard, they don't even reach the ceiling, they don't separate all the groups, and therefore it's considered like one house, which therefore only requires one contribution to the Erev Chatzeres. However, Umoidim, Beis Hillel agree, Bizmanshimik Tzosan Shurim Bachador Mebalios, in a time, in a situation in which some of the people, or some of the groups, are staying in real rooms, or in higher floors, so then they are separate from everybody else. They're no longer in the same room with just a little flimsy wall separating them, now they're literally in a different room. And therefore, those people who are in a different room, Shein Tzrichim Erev L'chol Chavura Chavura, require an Erev for every group, meaning they would need to contribute individually because they are no longer in the same room. It's not considered to just be like one house, rather they're separate and need to contribute to the Erev themselves.